Emma asked me to speak today, and she sent me the themes, and kind of the general theme, of course, is why do I support the church? But today's theme is Thanksgiving, so that kind of follows. I support the church because I'm thankful for this church. And when she asked me that, I thought for a second, and I thought, you know, I've done this before. A lot of you have heard my story. And then I thought, you know, but a lot of you haven't. So my experience with MCC Nova began in a bar in Arlington after work one day, when my boss, whom some of you know, her name was Gail Minnick, she looked across the table at us and she said, "Does anybody here sing tenor?" And I thought, yeah. Actually, she said, "Does anybody know anybody who sings tenor?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." She said, "Who?" And I said, "Me." She said, "You've heard her say this. Get out." Because she didn't know that about me. She does now. And I joined the choir. And I found in this church a community like one that I had not known in 25 or 30 years at that point. Because you see, when I was in high school, I went to a church that changed my life. It was called Edge Hill United Methodist Church because it was on Edge Hill Avenue in Nashville, Tennessee. And it was not a typical United Methodist church. It was a missionary church, which is kind of an odd thing to find in Nashville. But it was not big enough to support itself. It was supported by other churches in the area. I believe it still is. And it sits on Edge Hill Street, across from the Edge Hill Homes, which we usually just referred to as the Projects. The Edge Hill Homes was just the first of several subsidized housing projects over there. And a lot of people from those homes came to our church. But this was kind of a unique location. Those weren't the only people that came to our church. If you walked four blocks the other way, you encountered Peabody College, Skerritt College, where the United Methodist Seminary is, one of them, and Vanderbilt University. And if you walked a few blocks in the other direction, you ended up on Music Square East, where all the music studios were. So we had a very interesting congregation at that church. And we had two ministers. And this was the 70s, so we'd come into church on Sunday, and Reverend Rainey would be up on the front with his guitar. And we all sang folk songs, because we had our own special hymnal that had all of the 1960s and 70s folk songs in it. And we ministered to that community, and we fed that community, and we fed ourselves when we did it. And I had been looking for a place like that for a long time. And when I came here to Nova, I found a community like that. We're not across from the projects, but we have people here from all kinds of different backgrounds, from all kinds of places, from all kinds of faith, and they're all welcome and they're all accepted here. We've got people that have been Jewish or Methodist or Catholic or atheist or agnostic. There are people here who are gay, who are straight, who are transgender. There are people here of all kinds. And I love that. So, I support this community, and I am thankful for this community, because this is a community that is about being accepting, that is about doing. It isn't just enough to believe. You got to do. And we do. We do protests, we do feeding the homeless, we do bingo, we do music, we do strategic planning, we do shows, we do all kinds of things here. And that nourishes me. It challenges me. I love to be challenged. I love that when I come to this church, nobody tells me what the answer is. The kind of questions we ask here don't have just one answer. Everybody's got to find their own answer. And that challenges me. So that's why I'm here. That's why I support this place. And that's why I am so thankful for MCC Nova.